KMZ recently had the opportunity to talk with Chris Edgington at the 2021 Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois. Edgington currently serves as Vice President of the Corn Board and will become President of the National Corn Growers Association October 1st. One topic that is currently on the mind of a lot of farmers is stepped-up basis, and coming from a multi-generational farm in northern Iowa, Edgington discusses what that means for the future of corn farmers.
Tom and I are both part of our multi-generational family operation, and agriculture is capital intensive. And for somebody to come fresh out of school and try to start farming on their own would be a major, major challenge. And so it takes years of accumulation. There's farms in my county that have been in the same family for 150 years. And those families have continued to work and continued to farm. And you need to be able to pass some of that asset base down to the next generation to help them get started. If you remove stepped up basis, some of that's gonna go away. It will make it more difficult for the next generation to come home. And it'd probably have exactly the opposite effect on consolidation of what they would like. They would like to see more people involved in agriculture, and some of these tax proposals could do just the opposite. They could create larger consolidation to bigger corporations that total focus is buying farmland and renting it out and paying a minimum type of deal. And so it's a big deal. 1031 exchanges, some of the estate tax stuff that they're talking about. The whole stepped up basis capital gains deal has got us very concerned.
Edgington says as an organization, it's crucial for corn growers to get involved, and one way is through elected officials in Congress.
And it's about how it affects you. How does it affect your operation and your family if this enacted? And you know, we've got a lot of people that have given us good examples as to how it could affect, you know, your business. But that's what really works with elected officials, is how does this story personally, how does this vote personally affect you as a person, you as a family? And that's, you know, people just need to do it. And I mentioned we were, you know, have call to actions going out. We've got call to actions going out about ethanol. Our producers are feeling the push. The corn growers are really asking them to step up and talk about multiple subjects all at the same time, because it feels like all of this is coming due right now.
Edgington says events such as the Farm Progress Show are great opportunities for the Corn Association to not only meet with farmers, but to be able to talk with consumers about issues such as stepped-up basis and the importance of agriculture as a whole.
Farmers will talk up to other farmers every day, all day. We even talk about it at supper and over breakfast. But, you know, here's a chance for us to also intermingle with some consumers and do some things and talk about, you know, Next Generation Fuels Act and why E15 is good for the environment and good for their pocketbook. And higher compression engines will be really good for the environment. And then the taxes and the infrastructure. And, you know, we've got some trade issues that we're dealing with Mexico. Fortunately, we've got a great trade deal in place. And it has some rules in it. It has some obligations. You got to do these things. And, you know, right now the Mexican government's making some gestures that they're struggling to want to follow all the rules of the USMCA. That'll get worked out. There's a reason for the rules in the agreements. So we'll make some steps on that as well. And it might be painful, but I think there will be some positives.
Again, that's First Vice President of the Corn Board, Chris Edgington. For more information, visit KMZU.com. For KMZU News, I'm Megan Dean.